What's going on out there? Welcome to another edition of Respect My Mind podcast with your host Kevin Moffitt on the Anchor app. I want to bring to you something today. This is another episode I wanted to bring you into something I was thinking about how men have to have a purpose. I think I brought you something to this effect before, but this is another angle I wanted to approach it. When men are in relationships, women join you in those relationships because if you're already on a path, if you're already on a certain journey, and what us men, we have to understand is our journey or our path or whatever we're on, whatever we got going on in our lives, that's what makes us attractive. Our purpose. I talked about this, but I'll say our purpose. Our purpose in life is what makes us attractive to women. Like, you ever heard this saying that some women fall in love with the uniform? That's because those men, they already have something going. Firefighters are always busy. Police officers are always busy. Paramedics are always busy. EMTs. Military men, always busy. Because they already have something established where they're a part of a team, they're a part of a unit. They're completing tasks and they're going on about their life. They're probably thinking about their outside life. They probably think about their wives and the girlfriends if they have them, but that's not totally their sole focus. That's not the man's total sole focus. And when a woman, when you fall out of your purpose, or you stop working towards goals, women see that and you make her your focal point. They don't want that. They need a man who's going to bring stability. They need a man who's going to bring leadership. And you could be learning leadership roles, and you look like a leader when you're wearing a uniform. You feel like a leader. You know, it may not be much, but it's like when a woman sees you in a uniform, it's like, okay, well, he has some type of authority. He has some type of leadership skill, especially if you're in the military, police officer, fireman, etc. Doctors. I even say doctors. They like the lab coats, or they like the white coats and the stethoscope. And that's why you see most of these nurses, they'll acquiesce to, like, if you have mostly female nurses, they'll acquiesce to the doctor. They'll defer to him. Male-female relationship I'm talking about. Male-female. It's a male doctor, female nurses. But yeah, a woman needs to know that you have a purpose. And if you're following around a woman all the time, it looks unattractive. It looks weak. And a woman doesn't want to see weakness. Some women see uniforms in different establishments and as a form of power, or different establishments or different groups. Like, you have different organizations, I should say. They see different organizations as a sign of power. Police officers, military. They look at that as a form of power also, if you join those things. Me, I used to be in the military. I'll throw out some anecdotal stuff. I used to be in the military for like about 12, 13 years. I met my ex-wife in the military. I think she was more so attracted to the uniform than what I had going on. And then it's like when I was busy, she was more attracted to me. When I was busy, when I was always gone, it's like the more she wanted to cling to me. But when I got out the military, I started hanging around her more, started being up her ass. It just the attraction just dwindled. And that seems to be a psychological thing. It's like I have this saying, and I vehemently I live by this. Familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. Saying that the more so you're familiar with someone, the more so that other person is going to see your flaws, and they're going to see your idiosyncrasies, and they're going to see your weaknesses, and it's going to start to make you look less attractive when people see that you're a flawed person, or people that see that you're human. It starts to make you look more unattractive. That's why I say men, as men, we got to have a purpose. We got to have our own thing going. And as of me now, I'm trying to get back to where I, you know what I'm saying? I'm away and I have a purpose. I have a focus. And women love to see that because to them, you're portraying that you have a drive in life. And women love to see you motivated. They love to see you motivated and putting in work. And I'm going to tell you another truth that some people may not agree with, but it's the truth because I've seen it for myself. Most women love to brag on their man. They love to brag to other women about their man. Well, it's a status thing. It's like, oh, well, my man is the city council. My man is the mayor. My man is the Senate of the House of Illinois, or my man is the congressman of California. Like, women love to brag about positions. And like, if your man's in the military, oh, my man's a fireman. My man's a doctor. My man's a lawyer, or any of those professions. Women love to brag about their man, and that's the honest truth about that. So you can have things going on, you can be making a certain amount of money, but if the drive isn't there, she's gonna lose attraction for you, especially if that woman has something going on in her life. If she's a nurse, a CNA, RNA, if she, you know, if she's the CEO of a company, or if she's the general manager of Forever 21, or like the general manager of like Exxon Mobil Oil, or if she has a high status position, she wants her man to be either on her level or higher than her. And this is just the truth. It's just a psychological, biological additive. It's just a psychological, biological thing. It's hardwired in our firmware, it's hardwired in our brains, hardwired in our biology and psychology, that women look to these things. It's just what it is by nature. It's just a natural thing that we do these things. We always refer to, as much as we evolve, we always refer back to what we are, humans as humans. We do things for survival purposes. And women, they want to see their men as the top dogs. If they're a top dog, they want to see their man as a top dog. Or they don't want to see their man in a weak position where they're following them all the time. They want you to have a focus and you to have a purpose. That's why I say it's good for men to have their own thing. Have your own thing going. Because when you're out there focused, she can worry about you. She can be like, oh, well, how is he doing out there to sea? Or how is he doing out there overseas? Or, oh, he had something going on in the trauma unit, and it's all types of things going on. And will my husband or will my boyfriend make it home tonight? Will my man make it home? Like, women, they want that. They like that little drama. That keeps them going. Or they have a man that's a firefighter. Will my man make it home tonight? Just that air of danger. It's not even that. It's just seeing your man in a position of power. Seeing your man focused on something else. That's what brings the attraction. And I say, as men out there, we need to have a purpose in life. I think I've already made a show about this, but I got to come back and reiterate this. Like, what's your purpose? That's the show I made. But this is like more diving into men. You need to have something going on. You need to have like some career goals, or set some school goals, like going to a university or getting a degree goals, or you need to have something going on. Because to women, especially today in 2021 and probably beyond, it's like you can't just be average today. As men, women don't want to be average, but as people in the dating market, you don't want to be average. Because if you're average, you're not getting that attention. These are just all truths today. So you got to be on your square. Be on your P's and Q's. You got to get on your purpose. Like, I have some things in the world. I'm not going to put that stuff out in the universe because it's not for everybody to know. You know what I'm saying? What I got going on. But yeah, just to get back on your focus and be like, hey, you got something to work towards. And you don't have your mind on that woman all the time, you know. You love her, you cherish her, you do things for her, but As a man, you got to have goals, and she's going to back you. She's going to be focused on your goals with you. But with that being said, men, stay on your purpose, stay on your grind, focus on what you got to do. You got to have your own individual life. And she'll come, and you'll get the attention. Either if you're just out there dating, you'll get the attention. Rather, if you're just out on your purpose and minding your business. Some dudes make it their business to make pussy their priority. You can't make pussy your priority. You got to stay focused. If it comes as a byproduct of you on your grind, and that's mostly what happens. If you're on your grind and it's a byproduct of you being on your grind, getting sex, then hey, man, by all means, man, indulge. But, yo, focus on your goals. Do what you got to do as men, and you get the money and the power and then the women. Or the power, the money, and then the women. You know how Scarface said it. Money, power, respect, locks and shit. But yeah, I'm going to stop tripping. But hey, catch our show, Elijah Ivory and myself, Kevin Moffitt, Southern Frame of Mind, a.k.a. Renewed Kings on Sundays. But this right here, this is Respect My Mind podcast on the Anchor app. So join me next time. Peace. Going on out there. Welcome to Respect My Mind podcast with your host Kevin Moffitt, one half of the collective Southern Frame of Mind, aka Renewed Kings. I'm coming to you tonight bringing you a night show I usually do from the Anchor app. You can catch Southern Frame of Mind show on the Speaker app. That's what we're predominantly on. You can catch us on IG Live, Mind to Ivory, and also at One Respect My Mind. I want to talk to you guys tonight about relationships. This is a relationship type topic. Do you check all the boxes? What I've been seeing today is like relationships don't usually last as long. I usually see, people breaking up with each other for any reason possible. And going on to the next person. You know. Do you check all the boxes? Like people today, some people have a long laundry list of what would they do to get with a partner. I remember way back when, late 90s, early 2000s, when I became of age. And I was going out and I was doing my thing. I remember when it was just a thing of visceral attraction. It was just pure visceral attraction. It was just pure animalistic, like, oh, okay, well, I think this guy's cute. Or, hey, this girl is fine. She's attractive. And the two, if they had a mutual attraction for each other, hey, they were either dating, sleeping together, mating, or whatever, what may have you. But now, it seems like today is that, And I hate to harp on the female species, but I mostly see women doing this because they show their hand when they do stuff like this. It's like, oh, I can be attracted to a man, but if he doesn't have X, Y, Z, mostly financial, if he doesn't have a Lamborghini truck or a certain job or a certain, everything's about status today. And that's one of the check boxes that women have. It's like, okay, well, if this guy has all the attributes that you're looking for, why not give him a shot? And it's like, I've heard this thing in the red pill community, manosphere. It's like most women will try to disqualify a man so they can be, and that's one of the ways that they protect their reproduction or protect their womb. It's like, by rejecting men, because they can have sex at a drop of a dime. You know, but with men, we have the burden of proof. We have to prove and qualify ourselves. And it's always been like that. But it's more so now. But, you know. But what check boxes are they looking at? What are we looking for in order to procure a partner? Yeah, I know attraction can't, like, just be attraction and you just go with that. You got to have some other attributes. I mean, people talk about bringing things to the table and all this and that. But I mostly see materialistic things. If a person doesn't have a certain type of job, oh, I don't want to date this person. Like, everything is lived off of social media. And people heard me say that like 10 million times. I'm going to keep beating it. That seems to be the drive of most people's lives. That seems to be the influence of most people's lives. Social media. Oh, let people paint a perfect picture of what's going on. But they don't really have a real snapshot 24/7 of what really goes on in people's lives. So they think all this materialistic stuff is how people really live. But, like, I believe some of us really need to get back to our old relationships. I think that's the problem between... I don't think it's like a gender war. I don't want to say it's like a gender... It's a gender war between black men and black... Like, well, what I think it is a bunch of people have gotten influenced by different parties and people throwing ideologies out there, and it's not what it really seems to be. And like, people just latch on and cling on to certain things. Well, yeah, that's true. But you really see what people really think when people put these ideas out there. And some of these ideas are so asinine. It's like, do you really believe the stuff that you're saying? Like, and it's like, okay, well, you accumulated all this stuff, but you have a good man over here. He may not be rich, but he's working towards a goal. Excuse me, he might be a handsome fella and he's working toward a goal. He's working toward, you know, things in his life. And, you know, why not, you know, build with him? But people don't want built. Most women don't want built. They want the finished product. If this guy checks off all the boxes, then, I mean, give him a shot. And I'm going to turn around to you fellas, too. Like, if a woman don't have a certain type of body or a certain type... Me, personally, I'm not into the BBL stuff. I'm not into the Brazilian butt lift, or I'm not into the fake bodies. That's... And most dudes, they look at these Instagram females and think that's what it is. I say, dude, this woman has on a pound of makeup, fake body. She doesn't really work out. Well, what are you fiending over? What are you, like, you know... spazzing over. She's not all that. But most of these dudes, they want a woman that the light skin. Like, you usually see a typical Instagram chick, and you know an Instagram chick when you see. I'm like, dude, man, y'all got to be smarter than this. Like, you guys got to be smart, especially these celebrity guys out here. I say, man, y'all just pass around the same old woman, and y'all know what it is. But I think a lot of them do that for publicity, though. But if you have a good woman, if you have a woman and she doesn't have a certain type of size butt, or it's just, if she's rawly attracted to you, I mean, I don't see why not give her a chance. If she's a good woman and she's helping you out and stand by your side and being 10 toes down, then that's who you should, you know, look to or putting on your team or making her your lady. There's a lot of good women out there, man. I'm not saying all women are, you know, they into this feminist mindset and this. It's some good women out there, man. You know, but us as men, we need to take the role in the leadership role into leading these women and to showing them, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I check all the boxes off for you, so I need to do my part. I need to do my part in, you know, being that man that these women desire, you know. And there's some lazy guys out there, too. There's some guys that, like, I see it all the time. I'm going to harp on the guys this time. It's like, I always bash the women, or seem like I'm not bashing women, but I always talk about the women. And it's like, there's some guys out there that can be a little bit better. It's like, okay, well, you know, every time you go out, you don't have to go get a number. Every time you go out, you don't have to seek to sleep with a woman. Like me, when I used to go, I used to go just for pure attraction. Like, if these women were just automatically attracted, and they attracted me, I'm attracted to them. Like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go for it. But like, you just can't force it just because you feel that's something you need to do. And some guys got pride and ego about themselves. They get a pride and ego, like, oh yeah, man, I gotta have this woman. This woman's, you know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know. Certain people, they fit. They just fit together. And that's what you look at also. You can tell what type of person a person is. Sometimes everybody will be like, don't judge a book by its cover. But I'm like, sometimes you can get a gist of a person by really looking at them sometimes. But it seems like a lot of people want the same things in today's dating market. A lot of people want the same thing. You know, and that's how they make their checklist also. Does this person have this? Does this person have that? And does this person look like this? Does this person look like that? Men or women? So it's always some type of checklist, man. Do these people have the right checklist? And if they make the checklist, I mean, give these people a chance. Men or women, give these people a chance. Because there's some good people out there. People may not look like what's on Instagram. People may not measure up to what's on social media. But it's some good people that should find, that can find each other out there. You know? But that's just what I want to bring you, just a little short message tonight. You know, a little short message, you know, about a checklist. I don't know if this is really what I had on tap, but like I just wanted to talk about it. But it was something I was thinking about last week. I was really fired up, but I guess my message is a little bit more tame now, because, you know. And when you know it's a person that you have, and you know the person, like, they don't do nothing else for you, like, you got a good feeling about a person. The person just gives you a certain type of feeling. It's like, yeah, you know, let this thing flow. Like, why are you trying to fight this? Like, why are you trying to fight? If I got what I have for you, just, you know, we can build together. Like, if that person's making changes, honestly making changes for themselves, you know, then get that person a chance. Give them a shot. You know. And I say this to these fellas out here, too. I'm still with my fellas, man. Never chase a woman around. She's going to do what she's going to do. Have your own thing going in life. And I really didn't realize that until, like, as of lately. It's like, never base anything you do for a woman. You got to have your own life and your own program going. You can't, like, think that you have something all tied up and that's it. Like, this has to apply with the checks in the boxes. Like, a couple may think they have the checks in the box applied, everything applies, but some people think something's still missing. So what they do is they go out and they may get back with an ex, or they may find somebody new, and it's like, you really didn't check all the boxes that you thought you could. But I tell you what, this is the thing, you got to get your own program. As a man, you got to have your own program. You got to be working on something. You got to be working on yourself. So your mind won't get centered around that woman. Because contrary to popular belief, women don't like it when you all up their ass. They want to be a part of your program. They want the man to be like, hey, this is my leader. This is my man. So, hey, I'm on his program. And that's one of the check boxes they look at. One of the check boxes women look at is like, hey, can this man be a man and a leader? And is he not all up my ass? It's just, those are the rare intangibles that some people don't look at or think about. What can I do to serve him because he's the leader? Because he has everything going for himself. And vice versa with the woman, it's like, okay, is she holding it down when I'm not gone? You know. Is she being loyal to me? You know, and things of that nature. Just this checklist of everything. Whatever the person needs and sees in that person, they should have that list and look at it and be like, okay, well, this person checks most of the boxes, and I'm not looking for anything else. But I don't know. It seems like something is missing sometimes with some people. Some things aren't enough. Some people never see some people as enough. And even though they may have the checks, But that's when that other person has to look within themselves and be like, hey, man, like, you know, I need to stop chasing. But some people think they have so many options. Some people, and they like to exercise their options. They're like, okay, well, I still got time. I still got time to do this, and I still got time to do that. So this person may check all the boxes, but I'm going to try to put this person on pause. And you should never do people like that, male or female. You should never put people on pause. That is like the coldest thing you can do to somebody is to reject them and put them on pause and just have them hanging in the balance, waiting as a maybe. That is the worst thing you can. And I heard that ideology from this lady off of YouTube named Susan, this relationship therapist. Having someone as a maybe. If someone has you as their maybe, waiting in the balance, oh, maybe we'll get back together. Maybe we'll have this relationship. You walk away. You know, never be no one's maybe. And that was the situation I was talking about with that happens in a situation where if a man doesn't have his own program and the woman walks away and she goes back to whoever or dates who it goes forward and dates whoever. You never be anybody's maybe. But that's the episode for Checks in the Box. You know, check out Southern Frame of Mind, aka Renewed Kings, on Sundays. And I'll be doing these shows sparingly. I always do a show if I feel something, if I'm compelled to bring something on the Anchor app, just respect my mind, and I'll do that. But yeah, hey, these relationships are getting, they're crazy today. 2021 and beyond, like, just people, we need to start going back to the, I know I sound, probably sound like, you know, we need to start going back to the old ways. Nothing can never be the same, but like, we just need to recapture that again. That natural, visceral attraction to one another. And if a person is attracted, like, hey, all that other shit be damned. That social media shit, like, let's leave that out. And I think that's the main element what's destroying relationships today is the social media aspect. But we just need to get rid of that mindset because that stuff is not real. We need to think in real life and in real time. We need to be realistic. And a lot of people aren't realistic. You know, maybe they need to check that in the box. Okay, this person has a checkbox. We need a realistic checkbox in relationships. But that being said, good night and peace.